Let's talk about this telegram, which is something we don't really deal with today. But we're holding this telegram, and maybe you can talk about it.
Yes.
Why don't I just give that to you and talk about it?
That was in 1963, and we had just had the race riot in Detroit and in Florida and in several cities in the South. We had a young president, Jack Kennedy. And so one day I got a telegram from Jack Kennedy, signed John F. Kennedy. And he said, "I'm meeting with a group of business leaders to discuss some aspects and difficulties experienced by minority groups in many of our cities. I'd be pleased to have you attend the meeting."
That came to you?
Yes, that came to me, addressed to me. Came to William Vanderburg, president of the store.
Why don't you finish reading that?
Okay, this telegram was sent on May 29th, 1963. It was addressed to William G. Vanderburg, president, the Vanderburg Company, Inc., 5th and Boston, Tulsa, Oklahoma. "At 5 o'clock on Tuesday, June 4th, I'm meeting with a group of business leaders to discuss some aspects of the difficulties experienced by minority groups in many of our cities in securing employment and equal access to facilities and the services generally available to the public. These subjects merit serious and immediate attention, and I would be pleased to have you attend the meeting to be held in the East Room of the White House. Please advise whether you will be able to attend. Signed, John F. Kennedy." I answered his telegram, "I would be delighted to attend your meeting at 5 o'clock on Tuesday, June 4th. Signed, William G. Vanderburg."
So you went to the meeting?
I went to the meeting.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. He had several of these meetings. Jack Kennedy was there, Lyndon Johnson, and Bobby. There's only a few people that I've ever met that I felt when they walked into a room. One was Charles de Gaulle. I met him in Paris. When he walked into the room, I felt it. I had the same feeling when Kennedy walked into the room. Only two people.
Wow.
They explained to me what was happening around the nation, about the problems we were going to have, the riots we were going to have. Bobby Kennedy took his card out of his pocket, wrote his private number on the back of the card, handed it to me, and he said, "You are to go back to Oklahoma, and you are to desegregate the state." "And if you need the United States Army, you call me. If you need anything, you call me." So anyway, I came back, and on the way back, I figured out how to do it. I came back, and I called the heads of each industry. I got Birch Mayo for the hotels. I got Soliday for all the oil companies. He was a big Standard Oil guy. I got Nelson of Nelson Electric for the industries. I took the retail stores because I was on the board of the National Retail Association and the board of the Oklahoma Retail Association. And I was well known because I was one of the youngest presidents in the United States and of a large department store. I called them all to a meeting, called Jim Maxwell, the mayor. Jim was a good friend of mine. We all sat down, called the president of the Chamber of Commerce, called Larry Colson, police chief, even though when I was a teenager he did arrest me once, but anyway, for speeding. I always kidded him about. And we put a plan together. The Chamber of Commerce was to call every Chamber of Commerce in every major city in Oklahoma. Mayo was to call every hotel. Holiday was to call every oil company. Put his staff on it. I was to call every retail store. The papers grabbed it. People began responding. And in 11 days, we desegregated all five of the major cities in Oklahoma. That means the colored sign came off of the back of the bus. The colored sign came out of the restrooms. A black could now eat at a restaurant. Now, we had two holdouts in Tulsa. We formed a biracial committee. Amos Hall, who was half white and half black, and the son of the governor of Georgia, illegitimate, great man. He was in charge of the black. And so we had a group, and we met once a month. We had two holdouts. Piccadilly Restaurant, which I signed the lease for myself, and I met the owners of Piccadilly, but the old man was dead.
And again, that was in South Rose Mall.
That's right. They wouldn't take the sign down. Borden's would not take the sign down. So we had a meeting. Amos Hall said, "Look, this is not your problem." Talking to the whites, talking to the police commissioner, talking to the mayor. "This is not your problem. This is our problem, and let me handle it." Well, I said, "Amos, don't you think he ought to tell us what you're going to do?" He says, "Yes. I'm going to call on both these restaurants and ask them to take the signs down." I'm going to tell them about what's happening all over Oklahoma. And then they refuse. I'm going to tell them that their restaurant, the following morning, every table, every chair will have a black person sitting at it. Borden's and Piccadilly took the signs down.
Did Oklahoma City respond as well as Tulsa did?
Oh, yeah.
Because you said five cities, so that would have been
Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Bartlesville.
Muskogee?
No, it would be Enid, Ardmore.
And then that spread then throughout the state.
Yeah, it just went.
And it started because you had the back of Robert Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy. Did you hear from him again? Did you meet with him again after what you did here in our state?
Yes, I did hear from him again. Kennedy sent me invitations to their social parties.
Did you ever attend?
I went to several of them, yes. Mm-hmm.
And there you would meet?
Jacqueline, Bobby, Jack, and of course our senators and our representatives, and a lot of social people of Washington, the ambassadors, marvelous people of Mary DeValls, ambassador from Spain, wonderful people. I got them to come down as honored guests of the Cinderella Ball.